Hola a todos, soy Diego Ortiz, bienvenidos al Pulso de la Cultura, el podcast de Rolling Stone presentado por Reebok, que te invita a tener una vida en movimiento. Hoy tenemos el privilegio de tener como invitada a Gal Gadot, quien está presentando la segunda entrega de La Mujer Maravilla. Gal está sentada al otro lado de la mesa. Su mirada es intimidante y estática. Lleva un enterizo beige, tacones, varias pulseras en sus manos y su pelo está prolijamente recogido. Su presencia puede resultar abrumadora, pero al contrario es cálida y amable. Por un momento siento que estoy hablando con alguien que ya conocía. No me hace sentir como un extraño que solo busca historias y relatos sobre su vida. Siempre está sonriendo y sus comentarios son espontáneos y genuinos. No le interesa aparentar y siempre dice lo que piensa. Este personaje cambió mi vida, ¿sabes? Responde cuando empezamos a hablar de la superheroína más grande de todos los tiempos. En la primera entrega, llevó al personaje a un lugar tan humano que nos hizo reconectar de inmediato con la franquicia. Quizás precisamente por la fuerza de un guión atípico en el que un personaje principal nunca pretendió convertirse en una heroína. Nunca he sido muy geek, obviamente conocía a la Mujer Maravilla y mi referencia principal era Linda Carter, pero jamás había leído nada de cómics. Gadot se parece a su personaje, no quiere ser una heroína. Hablamos esencialmente de la segunda parte de la película más esperada del año, de cómo venció los temores de superarse a sí misma y de cómo llevar al personaje al siguiente nivel, algo que parece hacer sin mayor dificultad. Gal Gadot nació para ser la Mujer Maravilla, en la pantalla y fuera de ella. Es una supermujer. ¿Cómo ser fiel a un personaje tan icónico?
I'm a huge fan of Wonder Woman. I've always loved her, and she was the only female character of all these superheroes that I was even aware of. So for me, getting the opportunity to portray her was a big deal. And I saw from the very beginning the potential of the impact that the character has, and I really wanted to maximize it. And I think that essentially when you come and you shoot a movie, it's all in the script. The script is your Bible. So first of all, you know, I made sure I completely understand the character and its journey and her intentions and wants. And to me, one of the biggest things was to show her vulnerability, because for us, it's like I thought to myself, it's going to be so hard to relate to a goddess that she has it all, she figured it all, she knows it all, she's super strong, she's unstoppable. But essentially, the charm of Wonder Woman is that she's vulnerable and she cares and she has a very big heart and she's full of compassion. And I think that all of those traits really resonate with me as a woman, as being a woman.
Took us when I hit the ground. End up like a dog that's been beat too much till you spend half your life.
¿Qué opinas de la fascinación que la gente tiene por las películas de superhéroes?
Well, I think first of all it's common. It's like a household name. Everyone knows about Superman. Everyone knows about Batman. And all of these characters are essentially characters that start their journey when they're outsiders, and I think all of us has this, you know, point or stage in life where we feel like we're not belong or we're outsider and we want to be like everyone else. And I think that the way that these characters deal with their challenges is inspiring to us, and it's a great way for us to do escapism. And it's just, yeah, it's bigger than life.
¿Cómo te identificas con el comportamiento del personaje?
How do I identify myself? Like, what mutual traits I have with Diana's? Righteous. I am compassionate. Compassionate? Jesus, I'm like, I forget words. I'm compassionate, and I care about people, and I'm a people's person. I love people. I love being with people. I want people to be happy. Empathy. Those are the big ones.
¿Crees que obtuviste alguna inspiración de algún otro personaje femenino?
From I remember watching a documentary about Princess Diana a while ago before we started shooting it, and you know, there was something about her being from the royal family and being like untouchable that we can never relate to. We can only look up at that and be intrigued by it. But what was so special about her, about Princess Diana, was that she was full of heart, and she did so much, you know, work for people in need and people who had HIV and all, and I was inspired by it. I think that the combination of her being from this super royal family, but at the same time being so grounded and eye level and care for others, was something that really resonated with me and I really wanted to show.
¿Crees que de alguna manera el rol de las mujeres ha cambiado en las películas de acción?
In action movies, I think it became more popular, which I love, and I'd love to see more. I think that now slowly studios and, you know, different people starts to understand that the female-led story can bring people to the box office, which is great.
Luego de dos películas y siendo una de las directoras más importantes en la industria, ¿qué has aprendido de Patty Jenkins?
Patty is one of my favorite people in the world. You know, and we were like, we've been to the trenches together, so we will forever have this, you know, our life before Wonder Woman and our life after Wonder Woman. And she's one of my very best friends, and I think that having watched Patty work, and on the second movie, I was telling her, you work like you're like a Japanese sword. Like she's so precise. She knows exactly what she needs. She knows exactly what she wants. She knows how to get it, and she's doing it so elegantly and elegantly. And in a kind, great way, while being super assertive and effective, and that takes some skills. So literally, on days when I didn't shoot, I used to come and hang around with her and just watch her work and just like go through some it's amazing. It's really, really inspiring.
¿Consideras que ayudó a la película el haber sido dirigida por ella y no por un hombre?
You know, it's different to work with different people. Everyone bring their own personalities, and people are different. So I don't think it's a gender thing. I think it's a different people. No, it's like people, different dynamic, different chemistry. So it's always different.
Pero ¿consideras que hay alguna sensibilidad específica del género femenino para llevar esta historia en particular?
You know, I just, first of all, for this movie, I think that Patty was the right director, period. Not because necessarily she was a woman, but she was the right director with the right vision to tell the Wonder Woman stories. I just wrapped on a movie with Kenneth Branagh, Death on the Nile, and he's a male director, and I had a great time working with him as well. I think that a director is someone that is that has those maternal traits and can be, you know, he can move the herd in a good way together and in a productive way together. But essentially it's not about the gender, it's just people.
Esta fue una parte de la entrevista en exclusiva que tuvimos con Gal Gadot. Gracias a Reebok, que te invita a tener una vida en movimiento. El resto de la entrevista pueden encontrarla en rollingstone.com.co.